The silver screen of the historic Warner's Theater in downtown Fresno comes alive in 2016 with a new series of films. Joining us now to tell us more about the upcoming series is Michelle Swift with the Warners. Michelle, welcome back to Valley Edition.
Thanks for having me.
What do you have coming up this year? In the past, you've had some really old films, historic films that go all the way back to the golden age of Hollywood, much like the theater itself. This year, I understand you're doing some more recent films.
Yeah, it's kind of like we did a time lapse of film, if you will. The first year was silent films and then classic films. And the last year was a mix of classic and what we call modern classics. We did some surveys of our patrons and asked, what do you want to see? And resoundingly, they told us modern classics. They wanted to see things that they grew up on, things that are a little bit newer, maybe not as critically acclaimed, but still hold a really strong emotional tie.
Now, I did not make it out to this, but I have to ask you about it because I saw so many Facebook posts on it. You screened The Wizard of Oz at the Warner's Theater, and I saw the photos of the entire theater packed. That has to be a real special experience to watch that movie in that huge historic theater with a packed house.
It was really one of the happiest days of my life. People are always saying, should we get advance tickets? Should we purchase, should we have them in hand? And I was always like, well, if we sell out, that'll be great because we have 2,100 seats. And that day we actually did. We had a line around the block. It was just insane.
That has to be, if you think about it, probably the largest crowd to see on one screen to see a movie in Fresno in quite some time.
Yeah, I should look that up in like the Fresno Book of Records.
So tell us what you have coming up, including one later this week.
Our opening night is this Thursday. The films are still on the third Thursday of every month. The doors always open at 6, shows always at 7. Our opening film is Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Always a favorite of many Monty Python fans out there. And then you go right from that to another fantasy favorite, The Princess Bride. Tell us about the rest of the season, what's coming up after Monty Python.
Well, The Princess Bride we thought would be appropriate for February because it's a bit of a love story, and of course Valentine's Day falls in February. We also have The Big Lebowski, which is a big cult classic. The Great Outdoors, that's going to be sponsored by San Joaquin River Parkway and Trust, and it's right after Earth Day. It was filmed at Bass Lake, really cool local vibe there. Ghostbusters, the new Ghostbusters film is coming out this year, so we're going to screen this one before that one premieres.
So this is the original Ghostbusters.
Yes, the original. We'll have The NeverEnding Story in June. Kids should be out of school then, so that's a good one for the kids. The Sandlot in July, another good pick for the family and the kids. In August, The Wrath of Khan, Star Trek 2. There'll be a new Star Trek film this year as well. The Fast and the Furious in September. We'll have some cars out for folks to look at. In October, Hocus Pocus. November, E.T. In December, A Christmas Story.
Really interesting lineup. What's the most common reaction that you get from somebody who hasn't seen a film in this grand old theater before? What do you hear from people?
The best response that I got the last time from a first-time viewer, they said that it was like being in a room with 1,000 of their closest friends watching their favorite movie together.
Yeah, that's a great reaction. And people really love the Warners itself also.
Yeah, it's a really iconic place, and if you've never been in there, it's just grandiose. You wouldn't expect to find something like that in Fresno.
Is it difficult to present these films in an old theater? Do you have to dust off old projectors and things, or is this all up to date with the newer projectors? How does that work?
I wish that our projection equipment was a bit more up to date, but it is modern in the sense that we show Blu-ray DVDs and a modern projector, so it's not on the film reels, the 35 millimeters, if you will.
Okay. If people want more information about the series, what can they do? Where can they learn more?
They can go to www.warners.org. We have a newly redesigned site that's a lot more user-friendly. You can get the schedule there, buy tickets, buy series passes. You can also call our box office at 264-2848, as well as hit up any of our social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Again, it's the film Monty Python and the Search for the Holy Grail, January 21st, that's Thursday night at the Warner's Theater. It kicks off their new season of Thursday night movies. It's the third Thursday of every month.
That's correct.
Coming up at the Warner's, and again with us today, Michelle Swift from the Warner's Theater. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.